Matt Greenwood back with you on KGF Sports Talk. Speaking to Lee Freeman, head coach of the Hillsborough Hawks. Homecoming week for Hillsborough and a very, very awesome matchup on KGF tonight as they host the DeSoto Dragons. Dragons 4-2 coming into the match and Hillsborough 2-4. And coach, I know last week was an exciting football game for you guys up until maybe the result, but a triple overtime bout with North County where North County wound up prevailing. But as far as, you know, going into this week, how quickly did the guys turn things around mentally in your eyes to focusing on what's ahead with this DeSoto team?
Well, I think we, after the game, we talked about it a little bit, and, we're just in one of those situations where we don't get to have a very long memory about things right now. And, every game is a big game for us right now at this point in time. And, we've got a lot of guys that are, even though it's getting ready to be week 7, and we still got a lot of guys that are learning and trying to find their way a little bit. And, I think, I still like our team. I enjoy our team. I think they work really hard. And I do think we're getting better each week. We just, we have a couple misfires here and there, and I let one slip away last week, but, I felt like we had it under control there for a minute, and then we didn't have it under control. So, some of that's inexperience, some of that's youthfulness, and, you just got to work through it.
Coach Freeman, last time we saw you guys, you put on quite the show at home against Festus, and at that point Festus was a team that seemed like someone that could be very dangerous this year, and there's always still potential for that, but the injury bug has run through that group. But in that game, we saw John Bennett come to life. We saw Jackson Patterson come to life. Tyler Sizemore came to life as well for you. What do you feel like it's going to take to get back to that sort of football that you guys play, the one in the win against Festus?
Well, I think just holding on to the football is the number one thing from an offensive standpoint. And then, I have a lot of confidence in our offensive line and our offensive players, that if we can, control the clock and control the ball, then, we'll have a decent amount of success. If we don't do those things, it makes for a long night. And our kids know that. And, it's something that they have to focus on. And then from a defensive standpoint, just, DeSoto has some playmakers, and, the quarterback's a really good kid. He does a lot of good stuff, throws a decent ball, and you just have to prepare for those things and go play.
Coach, I really did enjoy just the fact that you guys were able to dominate up front in that matchup against Festus. It's really something to see when you see an offensive line dominate the way they did physically and blocking and all that stuff, and the running backs and quarterback getting big play after big play was really neat to see. And I know a lot of folks watching Hillsborough football, hope that is what's going to be happening tonight against the DeSoto Dragons. And sort of, I guess, piggybacking on that thought about the fans and the crowd, you guys are a very dangerous team at home, and this is homecoming week, so everyone's going to be extra amped, if you will. As far as what's been happening this week with the homecoming stuff and the buzz around the school about this great rivalry match tonight against DeSoto, what are your thoughts? What's your take on that?
I probably am not the best person to ask that question for. The kids are doing their thing with the homecoming festivities, and to be honest with you, I kind of stay out of it until it's time to go play and until it's time to go to the parade, I guess. But I think that they're adjusting and handling it well. And, this is that time of year whenever everybody gets to, showcase their talents and their events. And you got a lot of organizations that are involved with homecoming and things that they're doing. And we've got a lot of kids at the school here that are involved in a lot of different activities. And, I hope that they're all enjoying themselves. I mean, that's what it's about. And, I'm here as a servant of the kids of Hillsborough. So, we try to have as much fun as we can. And, within the confines of the school day, and then this, try to also prepare to get ready to win a football game.
Speaking of Lee Freeman, head coach of the Hillsborough Hawks, Coach DeSoto is coming into this matchup on a 4-game winning streak. They've been riding a high for the last month or so. And, you know, just sort of looking at the fact that their offense is a little bit different from what you've probably seen most of this year. As far as what you've seen on their side of the football, why are they so successful in your eyes, and what's it going to take to slow them down tonight?
Well, I think their kids believe in what they're doing. And I think that's, you know, that's a testament to Coach Johnson. He's, those guys have bought into to what he's selling there. And I think the DeSoto kids are playing as a unit pretty well. I think they're excited about things, and rightfully so. They've beat some good teams. They've competed with some teams, and they got some good players. And you know, I think from an offensive and defensive line standpoint, when you got the age and the maturity that you have with those guys, they create problems for people. Bigger guys inside on both sides of the ball, and play with a little bit of passion, and they're able to get some things done. They've got just enough skill guys surrounding all of those linemen that they can get the ball around a couple different people and cause headaches for folks. So it's hard to pinpoint exactly where what makes them tick, but from an outsider looking in, I would say that it's an emotional a high for those guys right now. They're riding on a lot of emotion and playing with a lot of with a little bit of a sense of urgency about things. And I'm sure they're excited about getting over 500 and trying to win a conference title. And they should be. They've been working hard. And I know Coach Johnson's spent a couple years in trying to build some things. And I think he wants to see the fruit of the labor pay off. And he's got a good group of kids that are able, to get some things done right now. So, we're going to have to be very cautious going into the game and, got to prepare ourselves for everything. And a little bit unorthodox defensively, so it's hard to prepare for because you're not sure what you're going to get. And, get to do a lot of things offensively, run some screens and a lot of things to prepare for. And, they're always going to have some sort of trick play or something like that, running a couple reverses. So, got to cut it. You have to prepare for everything when you're going to see them. So it takes a lot of practice time, and you hope that your kids remember everything.
Yes, definitely. Coach Freeman, we'll get you out on this, and I don't know if you'll answer it or not, but I'll take my shot here. Last year, the DeSoto team, as you know, got the win against you guys at their place, ending an 11-game losing streak against the Hillsborough Hawks. And so now the shoe is on the other foot, if you will. You guys, I know, probably are out for a little revenge as far as the edge that the guys have on their shoulders that you've sort of noticed. Do you sense there is an extra edge to everything they're doing with their prep for this game tonight?
Well, I think that, it's hard to say. We don't go into this game with a whole lot of, noise, I guess, around it. It's always good to win a conference if you can. It's always good to beat crosstown rivals, but DeSoto's not the team that we're trying to prepare to beat year in and year out. It's kind of a means to the end type of thing. We got guys that need to get better right now, and hopefully we'll take this opportunity tonight to try to do that.
Coach, I'll take it. Thank you so much. Looking forward to tonight, of course. And, should be a fun matchup on KJF.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, that is Lee Freeman, head coach of the Hillsborough Hawks, joining us on KJF Sports Talk tonight. Kickoff at 7 at Hillsborough. It's homecoming for the Hawks as they take on the DeSoto Dragons.